Hare Krishna. When you shake a mango tree, don't be blind to the falling of apples. Suppose a child goes to a forest and sees a mango tree, and the child is hungry, and a child starts shaking the mango tree with whatever little strength they have, and they're wondering, when will the mangoes fall? When the mangoes fall? And then the child prays to God, "Oh God, I'm hungry, please give me some mangoes. And I'm hungry. And in the meanwhile, it's an orchard where there are other trees also, and there are some apples. And some apples fall because of the flow of the wind, because they are ripe, because some birds just went off the branches, whatever. And now the apples are also delicious, the child is hungry, and the child's hunger and desire for delicious food can be satisfied equally well by the apples. But because the child is caught up in looking for the mangoes, the child doesn't notice the apples. And sometimes the whole thing may work out the opposite also. Child is looking for apples, and mangoes are considered more rare and special fruits. The child is so caught up in looking for apples that even when mangoes fall, the child doesn't notice it. So this is what happens when we let our expectations lock our perceptions. When we do certain things in life, we expect results. Not only do we expect results, we expect results in particular ways. And we may pray to God and we may do our part, just as a child was shaking the tree. And when the result doesn't come, we think that either my efforts are useless or God is heartless. God doesn't help me. But actually, neither is true. We are hungry, we needed fruits. And say, instead of apples, mangoes were falling. So our need could well have been satisfied if our perceptions are too locked by our expectations, that things should be solved and solved in this way only. Then, when solutions come and they come right in front of us and they come without much effort from our part, still we neglect those solutions. We don't even notice those solutions. Neglect implies that we see but don't pay attention. But sometimes we don't even notice them. So that's what Krishna tells Arjuna. The whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken so that Arjuna would fight the war. But in what consciousness? Krishna told Arjuna that you fight not just thinking that, oh, Duryodhana is a warrior, I am a warrior, and I'll fight against another warrior. And I am the better warrior, so I'll win. Krishna tells Arjuna that, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyase. In 18.58, he says, Machitta, become conscious of me. And what will happen? Sarva durgani mat prasadat. By my mercy, over all obstacles, tarishyasi, you will be able to cross over. This means Krishna is telling Arjuna that if you just become conscious of me, this does not mean that be absent-minded in the fight. No, he has told in the previous verse, Chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Sarva karmani. In all, offer all your work to me. That means be conscious that your work is being done for me. So you have to be conscious of the work because that work is to be offered to Krishna. At the same time, don't just see the work as an end in itself. See the work in connection with the person to whom it is being offered and be conscious of that person. So when we work in the consciousness of Krishna, then sometimes our work may lead to solution in a way that we had not expected or anticipated. And because our consciousness is not consumed by our expectation, our consciousness is in a mood of devotion where we know that we have to do our part as a part of our devotion. But Krishna will also do his part, and Krishna can do his part in amazing ways, ways that we may not even be able to conceive of. And that's why we are open for whichever door opens. We are open for opportunity from wherever it may come. And in that way, when the mangoes fall and we have been shaking apple trees, we are not blind to the mangoes. We are grateful that the mangoes fell, and we pick up the mangoes and relish the mangoes. So like that, sometimes when we try to solve a problem in a particular way and a solution comes to our effort, as a result, in response to our prayers and our efforts, but the solution comes in a significantly different way from what we expected. Still, we don't become blind to the solution. Rather, we gratefully, with consciousness of Krishna, accept and implement that solution and move forward in life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.